Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, and Mr. Money Talk. So I got to be honest. I didn't know that the Soul series was the start of the regular season.
Yes.
So that's a surprise to me. I always get annoyed when baseball starts its season at 3 o'clock in the morning, a week before the other games.
Man. They did that in Japan a few years ago too, right? A couple of times they've done that in Japan. It's stupid, but they ran into a little problem with it yesterday.
Yeah, well, so they're paying $1 billion to two Japanese players, one of the Dodgers. One of them might have an offshore gambling connection.
Runs made it through one inning, and he was bad in spring training, too. He was, yeah. I mean, he was when they pitched down there. But this Ohtani thing is, I'm not the first guy to mention this, but it was all over Twitter saying Ohtani must have been listening to Chris Carter because he had a fall guy that he was going to use. He always got to have a fall guy, but I don't think this is going to work. I don't think this fall guy is going to work. ESPN's all over this. They were reporting it. What? They were working on it for weeks, right? Or months. Yeah. Months.
And the fall guy, the translator, sat down for like 90 minutes with ESPN and laid out from his side of the story. And then Shohei's lawyers came in and said, ignore everything he just said. We will have our own statement on our side. So is it, just to untangle this, Shohei was likely betting on sports and we're trying to figure out if he was betting on baseball, right? That's the simplest way to put it.
Well, and he wasn't betting well because apparently he's $4.5 million in the hole or something. But yeah, if he's, what a deal. I mean, now are we still going with it's the other guy's fault or are we giving up on that yet?
No, we're trying to.
We're trying to blame him.
Our goal is to blame the translator guy who evidently is like brothers with Ohtani, like they're super close.
They're best friends, yeah.
So we're going to pin the blame on him for now. But unfortunately, by Ohtani's lawyer stepping in, it actually has made things worse now because it's gotten more confusing. And it's clearly like the wire transfers, the two major transfers were in Shohei's name. And he's trying to say, well, I helped my guy out. Yes. I don't think that's going to stick.
Plus they were trying to say he didn't know it was going on.
They came back and said that. But at first they said he knew and helped his buddy. And then his lawyer's like, no, he was robbed of this money.
So this guy, his buddy, is trying now to take the fall for it, right? But probably will not succeed. So, but that's some serious gambling. I mean, you're supposedly making $700 million, but where was he? Do we have any idea? Was he doing this through someplace in Japan making all these bets?
No, California bookmaking operation is the main place.
And it's California. Under federal investigation. I think the outlet is under federal investigation.
Yes.
And California is not, it's not, they're like us. They don't have sports betting, right?
Correct.
They don't have sports betting. So, you know what? He always looked like he was up to something with me. I don't know. It was never,
oh, really?
Was never, No, I mean, it was never like, he was never, there was not enough emotion there. I don't know, whatever.
Someone made a comment on Twitter that, like, he's the most boring human, supposedly, over the last 5 or 6 years. When you ask, like, you know, besides baseball, what are you into? Well, he's like, oh, I just go home and eat lunch and take naps. Like, no, you've been gambling. That's what you've been doing.
We only found out he had a wife about 10 minutes ago, too, right? That was just revealed. And then now they're showing her at all the games in Seoul going like this every time he got a hit. She was down there with some of her friends. This just little small little Japanese girl who's apparently his wife, but we never knew about her either.
She's a basketball player.
No, she can't be a basketball player.
She's a basketball.
4'6".
I saw her on Twitter. She's not that small, but she's a basketball player. I think this was an attempt.
If that's a fall guy too. I wonder.
That's what I'm saying. I think this was an attempt to take our attention. Like, they knew that this was coming. Yes. And they were hoping that we wouldn't find out. The problem is, it's very clear this came from the feds. So once the feds get involved, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, if the feds are in on it, he's in trouble. And we also had I saw one guy got on Twitter that he's going to have to decide to play basketball for a year or just go to another sport for a year.
like Jordan did,
buy the team bus and go play a G League basketball team or something.
How is baseball going to reconcile? I mean, they've spent the last 3.5 decades telling Pete Rose, go stand in the corner over here. Right. And by the way, in the last 5 or 10 years, it's DraftKings and FanDuel and ESPN Bet and all these things. And this is the face of your sport.
Yes.
How do you reckon if it was found that he was gambling on Angels games last year, mm-hmm. let's say, what do you do with him?
I throw him out, you know,
forever.
You?
Like, do you ban the face Shoeless of baseball?
Shoeless Joe, man.
That's a little bit different 100 years ago.
DraftKings. 1919 World Series, sponsored by DraftKings. Now let's go to Joe Buck.
That's 4 or 5 years.
Bookmaking.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. Maybe Rudy Gobert was right. You know, like this, they're all, everything's fixed. But what would be great is if the Dodgers, the super team of all, they have compiled the greatest super team in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
And Yamamoto can't pitch and the other guys get thrown out of the game. That is kind of, throw them off their pegs a little, wouldn't it?
Gosh, wow. Can you imagine? Yeah.
Dave Roberts. I watched a little of that. I got up and watched a little of last night's game, this morning's game. And, he looked a little ill in the dugout, with this going on. And Ohtani, of course, played
Just such classic, and I'm not blaming Rob Manfred for all of this,
not.
Classic. Okay, here we go. We're all excited for the 2024 season. By the way, the Cy Young Award, the best pitcher maybe in baseball per inning, is still a free agent as of like 48 hours. He finally signs with the Giants. But here we go. We're going to roll out the season. The game starts at like 2:00 in the morning and the best player is being investigated by the feds.
I was listening to I watched most of the opener. I got up at 5 a.m. and watched it yesterday, and they had Manfred on and he sounded like he'd been beaten up. I don't know. He did not sound excited. So he had to know this was coming too. Yeah, then all this was going to be popped here in the next few days, because he didn't sound like this euphoric guy about how great of shape the game was in. So, yeah, but what a kick. What a kick in the shins, man. It's unbelievable.
I think we're about to have Ohtani having a setback in Tommy John and him being shut down for about a month.
Yes. Yep.
He's going to disappear for a month.
But the Dodgers, have they kind of, is this all coming from the Ohtani camp that we're blaming the interpreter? Or I know they fired him, but are the Dodgers releasing any statements on this or not?
I don't know that they've. I'll Google it again, but like I don't think they have anything other than.
I thought it sounded like. Now I heard the interview with the Trisha Thompson. Is it the hot the reporter Trisha Thompson? And she was saying, this is what they've told us, but because we were just about to break this huge story, and this is what they told us, but. Her level of skepticism about what she was being told was extremely high, too. So
here's the lengthy statement from the Dodgers, right? Mm-hmm. Settle in here, everyone. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are aware of media reports and are gathering information. The team can confirm that the interpreter has been terminated. The team has no further comment.
And he was in the dugout yesterday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were chumming it up.
I know. He was like, hey, Shohei.
They were the biggest, buddy. They had to know it was coming, didn't they? The Ohtani, they'd already interviewed him. Yeah.
Yeah, the interpreter sat down with that Trisha Thompson for what, a week ago or more?
Yeah. So it just came out of nowhere. And they were flabbergasted yesterday on the broadcast. They didn't know what to do, but way to go. This will take the attention away from the Twins' rotten pitching staff, though, so that's good.
Yes, thank God that the national media spotlight has been shifted away from Anthony DeSclafani's elbow problems, right?
By the way, did you see who got the final out for the Dodgers in the 15-run game?
It was the other Varland. Yeah.
Gus Varland, who got claimed away from them as a Rule 5 by the Brewers, and they brought him back, and they got to put him on waivers. So they went through about 8 pitchers yesterday, and finally Gus had to come in and get the last out as they gave up 15 runs. But it's a phenomenal story, and really, the way sports have tied their life to gambling aren't they getting what they asked for here?
Oh yeah.
And a lot of other things. And we were penalizing Iowa football players because they went to the casino. And I mean, it's, if your whole thing is taking all this DraftKings and Field FanDuel money, and that's your future of the game is me sitting in the stands on my cell phone ready to bet whether the next pitch is a strike or a ball. Isn't this
just get that dopamine hit? Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's hard to continue to draw a hardline stance with your players, with the officials, and say, hey, we remain steadfast that the players are on the up and up and the officials are on the up and up while building an empire of nine-figure partnerships with sports books and online fantasy sites. It's
amazing. The sports world in general has been so turned on its head the last 2 or 3 years. It's incredible. NIL... I read a story yesterday. NIL is going to ruin Florida high school football. They are used in Florida and 30 other states. NIL is legal for high school players.
That's hilarious. Florida, really? The 14-year-olds?
Florida high school football. There's this column like a reputable guy writing that it's all over for Florida high school football because, you know, Belle Glade, which had these great teams, well, they don't have any money there. We're going to go get Belle Glade's players. You know, it's, the Minnesota, I don't know what the law is here, but the law about transferring, you know, that you can't, you know, the private schools can bring in transfers, but, they got it. So you got to be in the school district as a freshman. As your family has to move. Yes. Well, that's going to blow up. You're going to be back to the, you know, having all-star teams. And I don't know.
You're doing hockey right now, Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonka was an all-star team.
You can thank my high school, St. Paul Central, for starting that when Angel Robinson jumped ship from Johnson to Central in 2007, and they had an undefeated season and won the state tournament, didn't lose a single game. That's when the first real transfer thing started in MSHL in, like, 2007.
Yeah, and then they tried to, well, heck, Hopkins back.
Novak back was... day.
Kenny Novak Jr. still mad at me 30 years later because I wrote they're the only team that has to introduce the hometown when they introduce the starting lineups in high school. I was still in St. Paul, so that was before 88, you know. So Kenny didn't take that very well, but you know, because you know, you used to some college basketball game, they'd say from Battle Creek, Michigan, you know, something. So I said they had to do that for Hopkins basketball back then. So that was way back when. But yeah, I mean, it's incredible the way it's opened up. I mean, PJ Fleck told us yesterday he won't have a spring game because he doesn't want. I guess he doesn't want Harbaugh's guy there scouting the spring game or to see what the.
He said we want to keep everything we do in house.
In house, yeah, yeah.
We don't want the opponent. We don't want the opposing team to know that we're going to run the ball 57 times every game.
Right. We don't want. They want. They don't want us to know who's. We don't want anybody to know who's playing, which makes it a little hard to promote your team, doesn't it? I can't wait till the reporters start saying. You know, here's the opener. We don't have any idea who's going to play. You know, they're playing. We don't know who the quarterback is. We don't know who, you know, who's the starting lineup. They're not going to give out a starting lineup probably.
They don't do a depth chart. They have not done a depth chart for years with TJ.
Yeah, he's a little paranoid. How'd that paranoia do for you last year? Well, it got you a raise, I guess. What the hell you want?
Well, the over-under for this year is 4.5. It's right now. There's some sports books that say 4.5.
They're not going to be that bad, though. I don't think so. First of all, but we still are fostering the lie that we grabbed him out of the clutches of UCLA and brought him back because he was, you know, he was gone. He was out the door if we didn't do something.
Yeah.
So you know, we're still propagating that lie, but they. UCLA, I mean, UCLA comes here. UCLA's bad. They should beat them. And, you know, just because their names, now they got to go out and play Southern Cal or get beat. The schedule's, you know, tough, but not brutal. And
Chip Kelly was making less than PJ. This is what I don't understand. They don't pay.
No, they don't. And they ended up, they don't pay and they don't have any NIL. They don't have a dinky town collective. Apparently they don't have anything out there. So it's a bad situation apparently.
But, hey Pat, who's going further this weekend? Dan Munson or Richard Pitino?
I know who's Munson got. I don't think he can win a game.
They're a 15 seed, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't think they can win a game. But New Mexico could win a game. I think they got talent.
Arizona.
Long Beach
State versus Arizona. That's gonna be a tough one.
That'll be 30. But they were really good in New Mexico, and then they had a lousy February, and they lost a home game to Air Force, which won two games in the conference, and that they kind of bottomed out. But they were rated for a minute there for a while, so they got a chance to win, I would think. But I don't know. My fervor is for the state, for the NCAA basketball tournament. I didn't even fill out a bracket.
You're that down on it. You don't even
5 years. No, I mean, I watch when I'm turning it on, but I'm not sitting on the couch watching college basketball all day long. I'll just see what the scores are.
Okay.
So,
well.
Anyway, but yeah. Hey, it's we gotta go to play Mighty Indiana State in the NIT though, right? We got Sunday. Indiana refused to play in the tournament because they didn't want to go down and get their ass kicked by Indiana State, which is of all the teams that got screwed by the committee, they might have been the worst. They were 28 in net or something.
Yeah, they were like 29 in the KenPom, too.
Yeah. And they didn't take him, which is kind of ridiculous, to say the least.
I would say, you know what? Be relevant more than once since 1978, and we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Indiana State, string together 2 years in a row. That's my request.
Well, we had the scheduling scandal in high school basketball yesterday. The Stuartville coach, very upset that his team had to play Stuartville. I mean, Stuartville had to play Totino Grace, who was the one seed, because he thought they should have been the three seed, except three of the teams in the tournament who had seeded ahead of them already had beaten them, you know, during the season when they played each other. So
that sends a great message to your team when you're openly complaining about having to play a certain opponent. Yeah.
Come on, buddy. You know, it's the high school basketball tournament. Back until 15 years ago, they just shuffled it up every year. You never know who you were going to play, right? They didn't start seeding until lately, but way to take the loss is, but then again, maybe you'll have NIL next year in Minnesota for the high schools and you can get yourself some better players. You can buy a couple of players from Stino Grace, then you'll be better off.
There you go. Exactly.
We need trades next. That's what we need. We need trades in college.
We should have a trade deadline. A trade deadline would be great.
You can just deal a kid.
Off-season free agent week. You know, we could do some reckless speculation for the transfer portal. Be great.
But what is really bad is, you know, and I'm, you know, they're going to go out and make their money and that's fine, but you cannot finish this basketball season with the Gophers saying things are looking up. You have no idea. You have no idea if Christie's going to stay. You have no idea if Payne's going to stay. You're going to lose. You don't know who's coming
Dawson
back.
Dawson Garcia might leave.
Yeah, he might leave.
He might leave.
He might do what Battle did. You know, Battle said, I got to get paid once before I'm done playing college basketball. So he went to Ohio State.
Yep.
And Garcia might do that too. And what, you know, it's, I would hate to be a coach of a low, mediocre program right now because they'll come and steal your guys. I was down at Mankato yesterday and, They don't have much going, or a couple of days ago, they don't have much going as far as NIL, but they got a little NIL, they got a few guys making NIL money to keep from losing them on their football team and their basketball team and stuff. They have to get it. And, they got a hard enough time just financing a $10, $11 million sports budget down there. It's interesting times, but this Ohtani story is really hard to get your arms around because you don't know how much to overreact to it. But I think it's, as you know, Phil, it's phenomenal. It's the blow this could be to baseball is just amazing.
I saw someone, of course, there's a lot of people on their high horses right now on social media and on the internet, and one of them I saw this morning was, if this was a lesser player than Ohtani, they would be immediately suspended.
When
you are the face of baseball, the league is going to spend a couple extra minutes trying to figure out what the hell do we do here going forward.
And if it wasn't Ohtani, we might not have ever found out too. But if he wasn't, but if you're $4.5 million in the hole, I don't care how much money you got. You're compulsive. you're compulsive.
This is why you defer most of the payments. So it's responsible. You're protecting yourself in the short
term. I heard people saying, well, this, where's he getting the money? Because he deferred it. He's got a sponsorships worth about 30
a
year.
He's fine.
But what moron is transferring the money with his name on the transfer? That's the question. If you're going to do this, be smart. Have buddies that know how to circumvent.
Yes, you've been in the press box though when the Japanese baseball media is in attendance for like a Maeda or somebody. Can you imagine what the Dodgers are trying to control here? With they've got to have 40 Japanese reporters traveling with them, not to mention the whole Seoul media and coming back. Oh. Chaos, baby. The Dodgers are here, by the way. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday,
April.
Like the first week of the season. Almost.
Yeah, when it's nice and chilly out.
Nice and scheduled. We're going to get snow tomorrow, right? Just in time.
Tonight,
Tonight and Sunday, right? We're still supposed to get dumped on?
Hey, you guys don't need any, you don't know anybody who needs any 16 by 25 furnace filters, do you? Or 16 by 20 furnace filters?
Well, we'll check the YouTube comments.
My wife ordered about 20 of those, but they're the wrong size. So we have.
I've done that.
Yeah,
Here's Amazon, though. We had to get the new size yesterday. Last night, you ordered them at 9, 4 a.m. I pick up the paper, and they're on the steps.
It's great.
Isn't that amazing?
How are you going to compete with that, boys?
It's crazy. We ran out of dog treat this morning. I just ordered dog treats that will be here at noon for little Mike.
And that's long. That's a long way.
I ran out of shampoo on Wednesday, and I ordered it. It's here today.
It's beautiful. God bless America.
God bless America.
By the way, I was downtown, dead downtown Minneapolis yesterday at the new restaurant for me, not new, Ponzano or something.
Ponzano.
Oh, love that place.
And my brother-in-law picked up the tab, and there was like chaos in there, and I had to stop at Hoyt's to see some coaches, and Hoyt's was full. And
downtown's
you know,
dead, Pat.
Dead Tom's down. It's dead though.
It's dead. No one's down there.
Nobody's down there. It's too crowded. As Yogi Bear said, nobody's going down there anymore. It's too crowded.
That's downtown Minneapolis right now. Yep.
That's what I said. That's what I said about the traffic in Fort Myers. I said Fort Myers. Nobody goes to Fort Myers and Naples too much anymore. There's too much traffic. You know?
So true. All right, well, we'll see what happens.
This story ain't going away, baby. This one is not going away.
No, it is not. All right, Pat, we'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, see you. Bye.
There he is, Royce Unchained here on Score North.